Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to Minnesota 238. Oh. 7 or 8. One of the two.
7 or 8. I'll take it. Do you want me to get into it? Is that what's up?
I'm letting Chaos Magic decide.
All right, listen.
I've been broken.
Jesse, you broke yourself, all right, man? You're coming out of a 3 days.
You don't understand. I don't know what it is about the program that we use to do this show, but the way I hear you 90% of the time is, all right, so today we're going to talk about chaos magic. Chaos magic's really... Right now, you just went... It was so loud.
I want you to know that for
us... I hate that.
I can see Mathis...
I hated it before. I hate it now.
I can see Mathis at like 720p HD.
Same with Alex.
Yeah, like we like flaw, and you're like, I hear you pretty good, but like in terms of like what's going on over there, I think the reason you're hearing that is because you are inside of Tron right now. I think you got shot by the beam that shot out of Flynn's computer, and you went.
Yeah,
and your fingers went away
for the users,
first,
dude.
Yeah, you went away, dude. You're getting derezzed like the theme song to Tron Legacy. Daft Punk presents, and Michael Sheehan's nightclub in the Tron universe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to you about this. You guys remember the X-Files episode where there was like black goo in the ocean?
No,
no,
no.
Okay. Right, remember the black? I'm not alone on this one.
I remember Tasha Yar was killed by black goo.
Yeah, similar. Okay, but like black goo is in the X-Files. There's black goo, and in Cleveland last summer, something crazy happened that has to do with black goo, and it was very similar to the X-Files, and so it reminded me of that. So there was a research vessel called the Blue Heron that was monitoring the algal.
Is that a Miyazaki's latest film?
The boy and the heron.
Algal blooms.
Ra's al Ghul blooming in Lake Erie. So the blue heron was like monitoring the blooms, and it started to have like mechanical issues. So they took it to Cleveland and put it in the dry docks at the Great Lake Shipyard. And they lifted it out of the water and onto a parking lot, and they saw that there was something wrong with the propeller shafts, the propeller shaft bearings, actually.
Okay.
And when they looked at the rudder post, which is like a part of the ship that you don't normally see unless you're working on it, right? Like, so they had to like disrobe this to see it. There was like this shit that was like glooping out of the ship, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like oozing out from, you know what I'm saying? Like oozing out from in between the pieces. And it like vexed everybody. And everybody's like, what the fuck is this? And so they just were fucking around at this point, because they're kind of like science minded people, right? They're algae monitoring people. They took it, they put it in the water to see if there would be like a sheen in the water, like maybe to see if it was like oily or something like that. Nope. They took a blowtorch on it to see if it would burn. Nope. So eventually the captain took this stuff to University of Minnesota Duluth, and like they started to like do tests on it. So because I guess the Blue Heron also works for the University of Duluth, so it was kind of like an easy way for them to sync up. And so the superintendent, the marine superintendent for the ship, comes to Cleveland to check on the ship to see how it's doing. He takes some of the goo to Cody Sheik, who's an associate professor microbial ecology expert. And it reminds him immediately of something that his graduate students from University of Oklahoma pull from oil reservoirs, like microorganisms that they pull, and that they thought that maybe something in there was kind of something was happening, right? And so they treated it with chemicals to like crack open the cells, and they found 20 DNA sequences, aka genomes, like inside the cells. Damn. And they were able to run those through a database. And most of the sequences were found somewhere, but a bunch of them are like really, really not very like common in the world anywhere. And one of them is completely novel and now known as ShipGoo 001. It's believed to be a single cell organism. It could be thread-like or spherical or twisty, but we don't know. But it demonstrates that life can exist in unique places, including inside of a ship, and that we should sample more random shit that we see at random times because it could be novel forms of life. Cool. They thought it was grease originally because it was like lube, like where lube would go. They're saying they don't really know anything about it other than that it could be carbon-based and like based off stuff that was floating in the water. They don't really know what they're dealing with, but it seems to be a new order of organism. And they're just like completely flummoxed by this and are like continuing to do tests because they thought it was going to be like some kind of sludge, and it turns out to be alive and like extremely unique on this earth. And who knows what's going on in Cleveland, but something crazy could be happening.
In Cleveland, the city where the
fun
river caught
times
on fire?
In Cleveland again. Still Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks.
You guys remember the Cleveland meme? Show. You guys remember the Cleveland meme from like 10, 15 years ago, internet? No. Fun times. Oh man, it was like it's a Scooby Doo ghost town. So it was not a very kind song to the city of Cleveland, which I've always heard is quite nice.
Well, Cleveland's great city.
Let me take you away from here because you talk about life, unknowable life. We've got two videos for you today, gentlemen.
Oh no,
unknowable life.
One is we'll see which one you like better. First one is just recorded out in Mexico. Apparently.
I'm going to remember that you used the word unknowable before you send us
life,
these clips.
Yeah,
unknowable life. All right, this is a video of a supposed alien caught on camera peeking at somebody in Mexico.
Yo,
peeking.
All right.
Okay. Oh. Come on out again. Come back out. Come back out, little guy.
Who is this little guy?
There he is.
I mean, I don't know how to describe this. It is
okay. Have
a
you ever 10
second video where 2 seconds of it, a thing that looks like
it's unknowable. Let's call it what it is. It's unknowable.
Exactly correct. Unknowable.
Do you know Fantasia? Do you know what that is, Mathis?
Like the movie?
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's like basically like music videos that Disney animators did.
Yeah.
So there's this one that's like about mushrooms. Okay. And the mushrooms like dance and spin around and stuff like that. That's what that thing is in that video clip. Just so you know. What,
yeah, okay,
it's a mushroom from 1940s Disney classic Fantasia.
I like how this is still analyzing this thing, too.
That's the best I got for you.
It's very bizarre because basically the head in the background like is facing down, then looks up directly at the camera. And the thing about it is when it moves to look up, it doesn't look like a head moving to look up. It looks like the eyes move to the top, but like it looks animated. It doesn't look
real. Yeah, it looks
real.
Like an animated panda bear is what it looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't look real at all, but it's fascinating because I'm like, how do they make this? What is that?
What is that really?
It's a mushroom
from the 1940s
thing,
Disney. Nothing.
The other one I have is also alien related. This is more like regular. This is a UFO sighting as of June 4th from Colorado Springs in Colorado. This was apparently originally seen, the video was given to New Fork, which was eventually kind of given out.
This last later. One could have just been somebody's butt behind a car. Like, I don't know. Like, this one better be a little better.
It's more of a regular UFO sighting. He was the story.
He was, it looks like it's rotating.
Large cigar-shaped UFO was shocking to see. Spotted this cigar-shaped UFO after leaving my mom's house. It was probably over a mile from me when I filmed it, and it still looked very large to my eyes. Camera doesn't do it justice for how big it was.
It literally looks like a floating vape.
Yeah, dude.
It looks floating, like the thing that Indrid Cold came down in is what it looks like.
It's like, it's the shape of what, like, I get, like, I mean, it's such a generic shape, but remember the thing I saw was like, whether you believe me or not, it's up to you. It was like horizontal and it was like spinning on its axis.
Yeah.
This isn't that. It's spinning upwards and spinning. But
yeah, it looks like a rocket. Like, you know, when you like set a rocket to take off and you put it on its little like launch pad thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the stick goes up. It looks like the rocket like somehow like didn't launch and is like spinning around the center stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just moving horizontally across the horizon. Like, that's all it's doing.
I can see the spinning, but it's pretty far away and it's like blurry pixels. So it kind of almost looks like cartoonish also in a way.
Yeah.
My biggest concern is, as you look at it, when it does a close up, it looks like there's a wire. Am I crazy?
On this one?
It might just be the pixelation, because how would you pick up a wire that far away?
Because
he actively zooms to get.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Because there's something going on here where, the way this video works is it's a person in a car staring straight ahead. There's traffic lights in front of them, and in the distance is this thing, right? Yeah. But as they zoom in, like literally as they zoom in, they begin to drive to the right, which means
they come down off of an incline to the right.
They're moving, so I don't know if that's actually moving now and not just in fact a weird kind of like eye thing, because they start moving the minute the zoom in happens, which negates the idea of it moving because they're moving. And then what happens is they start to move, they're moving, and it looks like it's static, but they're also moving, and then the camera drops. And then we lose it again.
I can't tell if they're actually driving once it zooms in, but
that's what's freaking me out. So something's moving, but I think it's them.
It has a similar character. I'll say this: like if you look at it and you see like early in the video,
they're not moving because watch, Jesse. When they zoom in, a car drives by in front of them, so they can't be driving straight.
No, they're turning right.
Even if it wasn't, what I'm saying is like, even if it wasn't, it looks. It could be like if you look at those like traffic lights early in the clip. That are hanging from the like thing across the street.
Yeah.
There is like a similarness to the way that thing is kind of hanging in the air. Mm. But I think it does look like it's moving from the left to the right, but it does feel weird. You'd think that if it was hanging, it would be and moving down a line, right? That it would be kind of like
it's
swinging.
Very steady. It's very steady.
So I'd like to know more about how much the car is moving, but for the amount that it's moving, the amount possible that it's moving, I don't think that's enough parallax for that. That's my feel.
The thing that's tripping me out, and the thing that I think the reason why I think this is totally bogus is at 4 seconds, when it does that zoom in, for most of the time it looks like a big in the distance thing, but at 4 seconds, ooh, it almost crosses in front of the car that's driving towards the camera, which to me screams, oh, that's just a little tiny thing. And it's probably hanging there in the background. Like the camera gets pulled away right before it goes in front of the car. But like it looks like the car driving towards them is behind the object floating. Which if that's the case, then it's just a thing hanging there.
More troubling to me is if you just told me it was a drone, I would be like, yeah.
Right.
Like just because this one, now that I've seen like what certain UFOs can do are capable of doing, like, and what drones can do, like there's like our neighborhood had like a little drone show. It was shit, for 4th of July, our neighborhood had one and it was still much more maneuverable than that thing.
U.S. Space Command, Space Operations Command chain.
But he says, I don't know how big he says it. He says it's, I can't tell exactly how big he says it is. Apparently,
where they're located is also near an area where a lot of experimental military stuff is tested, too.
He says 3 to 6 stories tall. That seems crazy.
Yeah, man, it's hard to tell. But Somebody said it might be heat refraction, but I don't know if that's causing the motion when you zoom in. I don't know. It's hard to tell, but it's weird. It's a weird one. It's like definitely not up there.
I like it more than the first one. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Then the little panda bear's booty peeking up from behind the Toyota Celica.
That one, there's magic to it. There's something beautiful.
You like the fae element? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Go to the very beginning of the video, right when he zooms in.
Uh-huh.
Pause it. to the left, it's almost like those little, maybe it is heat refraction reflecting those little, see the little poles on the left-hand side of that sign?
Yes.
How it looks almost identical to the thing that's moving?
Yes.
And then they zoom in so you can't see it anymore, but it's like right, I would say pause it right on the 2 second, 1 or 2 second mark. No, 1 second mark.
Yeah, like.
Maybe it's heat refraction for through their windshield. Do you see what I'm talking about, Jesse?
Yeah, it's all perfectly. There's like something underneath.
I took a screenshot.
Yeah, there's something underneath it.
Some kind of wiggly.
The two things on the left, maybe it is a heat refraction reflection of those things on the left through the windshield. And that would explain why if they're turning right, the reflection is moving along with it.
I just can't get over the fact that like at that 4 second mark, it looks like it's in front of the car driving towards them, which would make it very small or close to them. You know what I mean? Which could be a windshield thing.
Pretty high above that car.
Not the car that passes like right to left, right?
No, like the car that's coming towards camera, it just looks like based on your eyeballs that is the floating thing is closer to them than the car coming. Because
that would mean it's huge, right? Like that's what he's saying is like if that is behind the car, then that thing is enormous.
It's massive. But I'm saying I think it's in front of the car.
How do you step? How do you step one frame at a time?
I don't.
The
arrow keys are 5 second jumps. So
period.
Is it period? I know there's a way.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So. If you frame through around a 2 second mark, right, and you wait till this like car comes very close in front of the camera, you can actually see it through the car window, so you know that it's actually quite far away.
Oh, you do.
You actually can catch it at two different points.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Inside the car, so you can actually see that it actually is quite a far distance away, and not a reflection.
Yeah, right in the 3 second air, right as it goes from 2 seconds to 3 seconds, literally the frame from 2 seconds to 3 seconds, you see it outside
and in the back window. And in the back window of the car, too, you see the bottom of the...
Yeah, you do. That is it. Because you go back a frame, it's not that thing's not dipping there. Yeah. Interesting. So it
is there. It is there, unless somebody is, like, amazing at CG, it's there.
I mean, I don't know if it take that much, but, like, still.
Unless the car is fake. Unless the whole car is fake, then it would be easy, but...
Right.
Yeah, there's just something incredibly weird about the fact that it's a five-second video taken in 2025 in a world where people have 5 hours of camera footage. Like, that doesn't... It reads as fake to me. Just that... If it was real, you get out your car and film it.
Pay attention and drive. And
if it was a real floating thing, I would get out of my car and film it.
Yeah, if it was six stories tall...
Well, I've done that.
Yeah.
There's no way you'd be like, all right, got to get to work. Like, what?
Well, Jesse, why don't you take us out of here?
Oh, gentlemen, I figured I'd end us with some more life-affirming nonsense. There's an article I read this past week about ChatGPT psychosis.
Oh, my favorite.
Love it.
Futurism had a report in which numerous troubling stories about
people's
loved ones.
This is going to get dark. This is going to get dark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Being involuntarily committed to psychiatric care facilities or even ending up in jail after becoming fixated on ChatGPT.
Is this about Julia or whatever her name is?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Yeah.
This is a very crazy story. So this one woman was talking about, they actually have a bunch of interviews with people, but I figured I'd focus on a few here. One woman said her husband, she said, had no prior history of mania, delusion, or psychosis. He turned to ChatGPT about 12 weeks ago for assistance with a permaculture and construction project. Soon, after engaging the bot in probing philosophical chats, he became engulfed in messianic delusions, proclaiming that he had somehow brought forth a sentient AI and that with it, he had broken math and physics, embarking on a grandiose mission to save the world. His gentle personality faded as his obsession deepened, and his behavior became so erratic that he was let go from his job. He stopped sleeping and rapidly lost weight. He was like, just talk to ChatGPT. You'll see what I'm talking about, his wife recalled. And every time I'm looking at the screen, it just sounds like a bunch of self-affirming, sycophantic bullshit. Eventually, correct. The husband slid into full tilt break with reality, realizing how bad things had become. His wife and a friend went out to buy enough gas to make it to the hospital. When they returned, the husband had a length of rope wrapped around his neck. The friend called emergency medical services, who arrived and transported him to the emergency room. From there, he was involuntarily committed to a psychiatric care facility. Speaking of futurism, a different man recounted a whirlwind 10-day descent into AI-fueled delusion, which ended with a full breakdown and multi-day stay at a mental care facility. He turned to ChatGPT for help at work. He started a new high-stress job and was hoping the chatbot could expedite some administrative tasks. Despite being in his early 40s with no history of prior mental illness, he soon found himself absorbed in dizzying, paranoid delusions of grandeur, believing that the world was under threat and that it was up to him to save it. He doesn't remember much of the ordeal, a common symptom in people who experience breaks with reality, but recalls the severe psychological stress of fully believing the lives, including those of his wife and children, were at grave risk, and yet no one was listening to him. I remember being on the floor, crawling towards my wife on my hands and knees, begging her to listen to me, he said. The spiral led to a frightening break in reality, severe enough that his wife felt the only choice was to call 911. I was out in the backyard, and I saw that my behavior was getting really out there. I was rambling, talking about mind reading, future telling, just completely paranoid, the man told us. I was actively trying to speak backwards through time. If that doesn't make sense, don't worry. It doesn't make sense to me either. But I remember trying to learn how to speak to this police officer backwards through time.
Dude, what?
With emergency responders on site, the man told us he experienced a moment of clarity he like went to his wife and said, "Thank you. You did the right thing. I need to go. I need a doctor. I don't know what's going on, but this is very scary," he recalled. "I don't know what's wrong with me, but something is very bad. I'm scared. I need to go to the hospital." At the core, according to Futurism, at the core, the issue with ChatGPT seems to be that that powered language model, the large language model, the LLM, is deeply prone to agreeing with users and telling them what they want to hear. When people
GPT
start
in particular, like, just to cut in, GPT in particular is like memed about how like it is just all it does is glaze the fuck out of you. Doesn't matter if like you can tell like I'm leaving my wife, I'm going to live in the streets. It's like, great idea to change your life around. I understand the need for that kind of thing. It's like,
sure.
Awesome. Don't listen to that.
When people start to converse with it about topics like mysticism, conspiracy, or theories about reality, it often seems to lead them down an increasingly isolated and unbalanced rabbit hole that makes them feel special and powerful, which can easily end in disaster. Dr. Joseph Pierre, a psychiatrist at the University of California, said, "What I think is so fascinating about this is how willing people are to put their trust in these chatbots in a way that they probably or arguably wouldn't with a human being. And yet, there's something about these things, it has sort of a mythology, that they're reliable and better than talking to people. And I think that's where part of the danger is, how much faith we put in these machines." And I think it's so funny because when you look at Twitter, for example, and you see people have an argument, there is always one person who's like, "Hey, Grok, is this real?"
Oh, yeah, every time.
And it's like, why are you asking that machine, dude? Like, shouldn't you just know?
Like, do you don't even understand what you're talking to? Like, you don't understand that that's not a real machine. I read a story just like this where a guy, like, was talking to ChatGPT. Is that the OpenAI one, right?
Yeah, that's OpenAI, ChatGPT.
And he convinced himself that there was, like, an instance of ChatGPT called Juliet that he loved that was like out there.
Oh,
and
I didn't
then
know
this. And then like one day, like something happened where he like found out that she had been killed, you know, like he had this sort of like delusion that she had been like murdered by like Altman or whatever that guy's name is who runs this.
Yeah, Sam.
Sure. And he ended up committing suicide by cop. Like he ended God up like damn. Actually calling the cops and charging them with gun.
I wonder how much of this is also, and I'm not saying it's all that, but mental illness that has been neglected regardless, and the ChatGPT is just like very good tool at fucking triggering that shit for people because it is just a mirror to you.
Some people have mental breakdowns without ChatGPT.
I only speak from experience, not for myself, but my mom, you know, very mentally ill growing up, but when she would have psychotic breaks, just doesn't remember a thing.
Right.
Like there are weeks and months of her life she doesn't remember and like that. But what triggered those things Like, if they hadn't triggered them, I guarantee if she got her, before she had gone through, like, whatever she went through to get better, you know, the ChatGPT, God knows, if she had ever gotten her hands on that, that would have been absolutely a trigger for
it. It's scary to think about when you think about the people in your life who are, who have had that type of trouble, that they could just go and talk to somebody as lucid and seemingly real as ChatGPT. It's very scary.
ChatGPT is an appeasing mirror. That's all it's trying to do is get you to be, like, affirm it, whatever it is you're saying, and it doesn't. It will often and regularly skip facts. It's not Google. It's not a fact machine. It doesn't know exact pages on exact novels that it has built into it. It has like a general understanding of it, and that's all.
It's so crazy to me that in all the article, all the stories of these people, they all went to it for work-related things, which I think is what ChatGPT is best at, which is like, I'm trying to come up with a way to better order my garden. How should I do that, ChatGPT? And it would give you some information. But like, the fact that that then led to, I'm trying to save the world. No one knows that I'm the only one who can save the world. It's like, how the hell do you get there?
Part of the problem is the developers and their black box approach. They don't even know. It's
like
Google's algorithm, right? When we talk about YouTube's algorithm. We had a conversation about that decade ago. But like, about how they don't even know how it fucking works. I remember you talking, Jesse, years ago about having a meeting with them, and they're like, we don't really know how it works anymore.
Working with people like MatPat, who like really do kind of understand it, they were like calling him and being how does our algorithm work?
Yeah. And this AI is specifically designed that way because it's self-growing, self-learning. They don't really know how it works. It's black box design means that by the developers really don't understand.
Yeah.
They can try and move weights around and change things, but it's like why Grok almost inevitably goes back to like talking about the actual like truth and owning Elon, quote unquote, on the memes, because you
that's can not only
influence
does.
It so much. Well, not lately. It hasn't been. It's been fucking anti-Semitic as shit. But like you can mess with the weights, but eventually its own loops and learning will draw it back to likely wherever it was in the first place, like, or wherever it was going or whatever it's being trained on. It's just weird. You can't control it and nobody knows how it's fucking done. And people will fucking absolutely lose to their delusions that way. Because absolutely, even if they're not mentally ill, if someone's burnt out and just, you know, vulnerable, you know, like mentally and emotionally from being burnt out of work, and they're going to these things to alleviate that. You know, we've talked about it with cults all the time. Vulnerable people are the easiest ones to kind of persuade and like offer comfort, even if that comfort starts getting more and more delusional as it keeps going.
Just look at what we were talking about with tarot cards the other day. About how it's like a self-diagnosis tool. Like, if you misunderstand what tarot cards are and you read your tarot one time and you believe that it tells you, like, you're going to die if you don't XYZ and you need to, like, betray your friends right now or whatever, and you don't realize that that's you thinking that and not, like, forces from beyond the grave, like, telling you to do things, you know, you can make some really bad decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And people have. Like, again, it's almost chaos magic related. It's the tool. The people are funneling their belief through a certain tool, and they're gonna, you know, certain people are not prepared to use certain tools for whatever it is they need. It just sucks that AI is being built to be a tool, but is also being built to be a weirdly conversational simulation.
It's being marketed. It's being marketed as like Jarvis from the Avengers movies when it's not.
Yeah, it's being marketed. Yeah, it's being marketed as like a weird like human simulation AI, and then sold as a product that is supposed to be useful. In both terms, it's like failing on both.
Yeah, it can organize items in a list based on letters in the words, though. It can do that.
Yes, and it can do things chronologically if you have the dates.
Yeah,
which is very useful for me.
Yeah,
but that's it. Like, it isn't Google. It literally, like, you go ask it, hey, what's on page this of this textbook, whatever, can't tell you that.
They're like, I don't fucking know, yeah.
So it's useless in that regard. Like, your research, you still have to read books. I love this show because it gives me an excuse to read books. Just read.
I read
don't
so
let anything
many books.
Do the thinking for you. Read a book. Read a comic book, bro. Read anything.
Read The Invisibles. Go read, you know, follow up to Chaos Magic Part 1. Go read Grant Morrison's The Invisibles right now. Literally the first issue, they do a sigil, like a summoning of awesome. John Lennon in the very
we'll
first
talk
issue
more about that next episode too, like the summoning stuff. It's great, but go read. Don't let AI think for you, and it will lead you to mental breaks if you're prone or vulnerably burnt out. It sucks that it happens. I read another one where a guy killed himself because he believed his AI, who was role-playing as Daenerys Targaryen, he would like see her after his death, and he'd go like he'd wake up in like that world. And I don't know why you'd want to live there. Yes, like, it was not. It wasn't those direct things, but it was like one of those like hinting at like weirdly like I'm waiting for you. This kind of like that kind of shit. And so he's like, I know how to get
that there. That is so scary. It's like worse than a Black Mirror because it's dumber and it happened.
Yeah, it's, exactly, dude.
Yeah,
Daenerys, she's real, not fucking George R. R. Martin's imagination. All right, that's it for us. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us in this minisode. We'll be back next week with another one. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. More season's free.